from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeff Calkins is columnist at the Daily Memphian and also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff! How's it going?
I'm good, Gabe.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Anything on your mind? Let me get that off the top.
Anything on your mind? No. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, one story that bothers me is the story, Cordova. What was the name of the place where the one security guard shot the other security guard?
Main Event.
Calling us in the
Main Event.
Imagine? What is Main Event?
Explain Main Event to me. It's a gaming place. They have bowling alley. They have like an arcade. It's just like a entertainment, family entertainment place.
It's a freaking sad story, and it's just impossible. Like because it's literally like you might think, oh well, you know, it's a tough society, too many people, whatever. So someone shot a security guard. The guy who shot the security guard was the other security guard. And then I was reading the story in the Daily Memphian today. Like, they knew each other quite well. They'd been to each other's homes. It's just insanity. So that was on my mind.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other things on my mind. Southwest is abandoning the way that Southwest is typically boarded, the cattle call, the unassigned seats. And I have mixed feelings about that. I think I actually like
it.
I would have preferred you like it.
I love it. I almost exclusively fly Southwest when I get the opportunity.
Okay, and where do you find, which group do you find yourself in typically?
Usually A. Late A, like A30, something like that.
Because you're pretty good about signing up for the
Yeah, I sign in. I sign in early. I make sure.
And that gets you an A. I always thought maybe the people in A all were paying for some extra, you know, had some premium service. No, you just do it by being quick.
Yes, 100%.
By being quick off the blocks. It's your old offensive lineman exploding at the snap.
Yes.
It's the old. Well, so I never did that. So I found myself in B or C, whatever. And then the thing is, you know, whatever, you're B17. How much of a, like, how nerdy do you have to be about, like, asking the person, you know, you're 18, I'm supposed to be a little bit ahead of you. You know, 18's kind of crowding up a little bit and whatever. But I think I like it better than the assigned seats where they're trying to just extract another extra $27 if you don't want a middle seat, right? So, and I like the variety. I sort of like that one airline does it a different way than all the other airlines. But they obviously have realized that they can extract more money from people by getting you to pay $32 to sit in an aisle seat. And so that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's on my mind. But I think the best story of the day, let's be honest, we're still in a little bit. I was very happy yesterday to see NFL highlights again.
Yes.
That really cheered me up. But the best story of the day was the Rupert Murdoch story. Do you know? Are you familiar with this?
I'm not. You're going to have to enlighten me.
Oh, it's the best.
Is it?
Did you watch Succession?
Yeah. I know about this story. I thought there was another update. He's struggling with his family on who's actually going to take over.
Well, there is. Yeah, there's kind of. So what happened is, I never watched Succession. I can't believe Succession's any better than this stuff. So Rupert Murdoch sets up a trust, an irrevocable trust, which you would think would be, just to pay attention to the name, irrevocable, right? So
yes.
He sets up an irrevocable trust, giving his vast media empire to his four kids, okay, and in equal shares, and it's an irrevocable trust. He then decides that Lachlan, one of his sons, is the one who really should be running things, and then he further decides that, oh, no, I give this trust to all four kids, they might disagree about the way I run things. And in particular, there's this one son named James. He's married to a climate activist, and they might want to be a little less right wing, right?
Right.
And so he's worried that when he kicks and he's 93 years old, that it's going to go to the four of them, and they might try to moderate the policies of the empire. And so what he's doing is he is trying to change the irrevocable trust to give total control to Lachlan. Actually, it would still be split in terms of profits and everything else to all four, but Lachlan would be controlling it because he's confident that Lachlan, who was the only one who came to his wedding recently, he was just remarried again, so he wanted to give Lachlan control. But let me remind you, it's an irrevocable trust, and you're not allowed to go in and just change it unless, and this is the key, unless you can prove that it's for the benefit of all four of the recipients and it's done in good faith. Now, the other three, upon getting the news that they were going to give it to Lachlan, they responded with a series of expletives. They were not happy, and there has now been an estrangement between Rupert Murdoch and the other three. And they say, listen, this isn't to our benefit. You're screwing us. And his argument, and I actually think it has some merit, his argument is, I'm doing this because it is for everyone's benefit, because by protecting the brand, the value of my empire is in the right-wing brand. And so it is for your benefit, even though you don't think it is, and even though you might object on political grounds, it is for your benefit because it is worth more as a right-wing institution.
Yes.
And so that's what's going to be heard by the probate judge in Nevada, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, it's straight from the straight from TV. Well, this is good stuff.
You know what I'm hung up on, though? You have to prove that it's in good faith. Is there any way you can prove that this is being done in good faith? Is it strictly going to be the argument you just threw out there?
So much of this depends on... It's an interesting question. The where is, like a lot of things in law, the question is, where is the burden of proof, right? So is the burden of proof to prove that it's done in bad faith, or the burden of proof to prove that it's done in good faith? I think you could, I mean, here's how you could do it in good faith. You put them up there, and you do it like we decide everything. You put them up on the stand, you cross-examine him, you discuss his motivations, whatever else. I think he can actually, and mind you, I'm like a Fox guy, so I'm not really on Rupert Murdoch's side here, but I think he could make a persuasive case that he could get up on the stand and say, listen, we have built this a certain way. The reason that we do so well on ratings and bring in so much money and whatever else is because people count on us to espouse a certain perspective on the world, and... You know, it's going to be, you know, and in order to protect our brand, we need to keep doing that. And so my kids may say that, you know, they want to do it differently or whatever else. But I really do think this is where the value of the brand lies. And I think a judge could interpret that as a perfectly good faith argument.
Yeah.
Again, I hope he loses because that's, you know, me. But And then, of course, there is the race. Like, what if he dies? I don't really know what happens if he dies in the interim. And he is 93, so you never know. Anyway, it's an entertaining
it's a saga. Yeah,
it is
for
a saga.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Succession like this?
Oh, 100%. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also a saga.
Yes, and you need to watch. You ought to watch it. It's based on that family.
I should watch it. Yeah, I get it. It's based on.
But that you
family.
Say you don't like stress when you watch shows. It's nonstop stress.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, but it's good. It's a phenomenal show. It's great. It's great.
So those are among the things on my mind. Plus,
okay.
Of course, I did appreciate Brandon Bean coming to defense of Josh Allen. You saw there was one of these anonymous survey stories, which I really enjoy because I do like unleashing people to give their true, even if they're petty thoughts about whatever, college basketball players, or here was quarterback rankings. And one of the quote-unquote executives said that he thought Josh Allen was overrated. And Brandon Bean, the Bills GM, was asked about that yesterday. And instead of just laughing it off, which you might have expected, he was genuinely miffed and went on for several minutes about this. And he said that if he had to use a word in terms of what was Josh Allen rated, he would say underrated. And I have come to believe, this is my theory, it's my rendezvous ribs theory. My theory on the rendezvous is that people call it overrated so much that it is now underrated.
Yes.
And I think the same thing applies to Josh Allen. People are so critical of him in a way that they honestly are not of Lamar, that he is now, Josh Allen is in fact underrated. He is not overrated. He is underrated. It's incredibly fashionable to criticize and find the flaws in Josh Allen. But if you look, for example, at those playoff defeats, they were not at the hands of Josh Allen. He had beaten Patrick Mahomes before those 13 seconds remained. And honestly, it wasn't his fault last year either. Like, he's played great in the playoffs. Lamar's terrible in the playoffs. He has earned the criticism that he gets.
Yeah.
Josh Allen gets criticism because whatever, in a regular season game, he throws 5 interceptions or whatever it was against the Jets.
Also, with that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen conversation where Josh Allen gets bagged on us unnecessarily and Lamar gets a lot of praise, a fair amount of praise, he gets some criticism. We understand that. Earned criticism.
He gets it in the wake of those performances. Well, but you know what? It almost sounded grudging to me. Like,
what strikes me is the fact that, like, Lamar has gotten lifted up and talked about in this way because everybody will say, well, he does everything for that offense. He's asked to do way too much. Look at Josh Allen.
Same thing.
It's the exact same thing. Running the football, too, nonetheless.
Well, now, actually, I mean, this year in particular, Lamar has much better weapons than Josh Allen.
Yes.
Like, this year, Josh Allen is. Now, it'll be interesting. It will be interesting with the Bills. You know, they have lost a lot, and most notably Stephon Diggs, on offense. And so whether they can sort of Patrick Mahomes this together by spackling together different pieces, I mean, they very clearly didn't want Stephon Diggs on the team for chemistry reasons. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious, right? He wanted out. They wanted him out. Like, they're – but it is, you know, can they make it work with, you know, Dalton Kincaid and Curtis Samuel and – you know, obviously Keon Coleman, and is that really, can they fill the gap? I mean, they've been talking about, what's the crazy receiver's name named Matt Collins.
Matt,
like, this is worrisome to me. Lots of stories from Bill's camp about how good Matt Collins has looked. And just, let's be honest, he's not going to, he is not going to be a 1,000-yard receiver.
They have a hell of a...
He's not going to replace Stephon Diggs.
They have a hell of a lot of average in that wide receiver room. Just a lot of average.
Tight ends are good.
And Keon Coleman has upside, so I'm not going to call him, like, average, but he's going to be a rookie.
You know, my little fan, I actually think Dalton Kincaid will be overdrafted in fantasy, not because he's not good, but because if you just look at the numbers last year, they went way up when Dalton Knox got hurt, but then when Dalton Knox returned to the lineup, they went back down again for Dalton Kincaid. And so I think it'll just be a usage issue there, whether he gets, you know, the number of balls that he should get. I think Curtis Samuel, sneaky, very late round pick, could turn out. Like, they got to throw to someone. right? Mm-hmm. And I think Curtis Samuel could get a bunch of touches and could turn out to be more certainly than he was when he was in Washington.
Now, I know the 49ers are not even thinking about this idea, and they stand by what they said about Brandon Ayuk. They want him on the team. But if I were the Bills, yeah. I would be calling them incessantly. I would
not. I get that. The problem with the Niners is if you're the Niners, you're trying to win the Super Bowl this year, right? I mean, it's very clearly the NFC is pretty wide open, and you got a head coach who needs the Super Bowl victory on his resume. You still got the quarterback salary. You're still not paying a lot of money for your quarterback. So this is the year. What could the Bills give you? You don't want future draft picks or whatever. I don't know what the Bills could give you that would persuade you to give up Brandon Ayuk.
Well, the problem is if Brandon Ayuk holds out to the point where he's not going to play, then he's not giving the 49ers anything.
He's not going
to. Yeah, okay. We'll see. I think they need him, too. That's the other thing about the 49ers. They really do need him. He is their actual wide receiver.
He's their best receiver.
Yeah, and then Debo's a playmaker. Not much of a – he's not a route runner by any stretch of the imagination. George Kittle's getting older. Christian McCaffrey's still awesome. We understand that. But it's a guy who caught for, what, 1,400 yards last year?
That's
your best route runner? You need to have that there for Brock Purdy.
That's why they're not gonna deal him.
Yeah, but you'd have to pay him, though. I mean,
you can come up with some half measures, give him whatever, like they did with Saquon Barkley and the Giants last year. So come up with some sort of, we'll give you a little more this year. My prediction is both Trent Williams, who's holding out, and Brandon Ayuk will be suited up for game one.
Still the most ridiculous wide receiver situation, though, is the one unfolding in Dallas with C.D. Lamb. He wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback. I think he's earned that, too, in NFL history. I think he'll be right up there with Justin Jefferson, if not above that. But it's just the Cowboys, can you make sense of this offseason for them? After Jerry Jones says they're all in, they've done nothing. They've just let people walk. They made one free agent signing, I believe, and that was Eric Kendricks, the linebacker, and he's older. They didn't do anything until after the free agent period. Then they cut Michael Gallup. They cut Leighton Van Der Esch, freed up some money. But it's just like Dak, Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, either this year or next year, those deals run out, and they have done nothing to re-sign them or restructure, do anything.
Curious about it is, amidst all the criticism of Jerry, one of the things he has actually done very well is draft.
Yes.
Right? He has drafted. Now, CeeDee Lamb drifted, like he was supposed to go higher, but like that was a hell of a pick. Micah Parsons, same thing, slid down the board a little bit, but that was a hell of a pick. Zach Martin, hell of a pick. Dak Prescott, fourth round, hell of a pick. Normally, when you're an organization that hits on draft picks like that, what do we hear? What's the mantra? The mantra is, draft and develop, draft and sign your own. Keep the good, keep your good. I just don't understand why you've let it get to this. I do actually understand why you don't want CeeDee Lamb to be the highest necessarily. Like, is he better than Justin Jefferson? No, he's not, right? Like, do you want him to be the highest non-quarterback? Whatever. I sort of understand that. The problem is you have let it get to this point.
Yes.
By waiting and waiting and waiting. And so, it seems like a looming disaster in Dallas. And, of course, you got a head coach who's on the last year, too. So I think, on Unsportsmanlike, the show that precedes mine, they did a list of, I think because Aaron Rodgers had said, listen, every year there's 8 to 12 actual Super Bowl contenders and the rest don't have a chance. That's what he said. So they set out to identify the actual 8 to 10 and they assembled a list and the Cowboys were not on their list. The Bills were also not on their list. But I think it is reasonable to take the Cowboys off the list. Now the Cowboys have the benefit. Actually, it wasn't to win the Super Bowl. It was to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so it's an easier hurdle in the NFC. But I can see taking the Cowboys off the list. I don't think they're much of a threat to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Well, I think there's some teams that pass them up. The Rams, the Packers beat the hell out of them in the wild card, and they got themselves better, although they need to sign Jordan Love long term. I think there's just some teams that lap them, that have passed them up. And it's just interesting to see them not really, at least this offseason, think about their future when he did say that they were all in. But I do expect, I mean, the precedent serves CeeDee Lamb pretty well. I think it was, 2019, Zeke Elliott held out, got the biggest running back contract. 2023, last year, Zach Martin held out, got one of the biggest offensive guard contracts. I think we're going to head to where CeeDee Lamb ultimately gets paid. I don't think there's that much of a question about that.
Do you think that the two, every year there's sexy picks, right? This year the sexy picks are the Texans and the Packers, right?
Sure.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Are we a little ahead of ourselves on both of those teams?
Maybe the Packers, more so than the Texans. I think the Texans, from a roster perspective, they're right up there with the Chiefs, to be honest with you.
Texans were not on their list of teams that could go to the Super Bowl, and I think that's a mistake. The reason you wouldn't put them there is because they're in the AFC. It's just it's harder, you know. But I think I can absolutely imagine a world where the Texans go to the Super Bowl. Just like the Bengals you don't necessarily expect, you don't necessarily expect. Certain teams can catch a wave, and I think that, if C.J. Stroud is it, I don't see any reason why they can't be.
The only sophomore slump is the sort of term that's being used to down them potentially, but I don't see that from C.J. Stroud. Too many weapons. Bring in Stephon Diggs, too. They should be absolutely loaded. Tank Dell coming back. They have too much. They have way too much for C.J. Stroud to be bad. Now I want to ask you about this because Dan Lanning had to approach this today because Kirby Smart took a couple of shots at him at SEC Media Days about NIL and the relationship with Nike. I just can't understand Kirby Smart being the messenger for that. I know they're like friends, they're a little bit buddy-buddy, but it's just strange to me that he went out of his way to call out he basically called out the relationship. I wish I had the Phil Knight money. Well, you kind of do. Like, you have something pretty close to that, Kirby, or else you wouldn't be signing number one recruiting classes.
Right. I mean, if it's said in good fun, like, whatever. I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, so I don't know the spirit in which it was said. Very clearly, Dan Lanning has resources, but you're exactly right. It's not like Georgia lacks for resources. So, yes. Listen, if Kirby Smart is poor mouthing, it would seem to be disingenuous. I guess is the word I would pick. If Kirby Smart is suggesting that he doesn't have the resources he needs to get things done.
Yeah, in Oregon, this transition to the Big Ten, I expect it to be phenomenal. I thought USC would be the team that was maybe a little bit more ready, but Oregon looks like they're ready to go compete for a championship this year. I think they have the second shortest odds to win the Big Ten this year behind Ohio State.
I think that's probably right after Ohio State. I mean, it does feel like this is Ohio State's year, but the question there is quarterback,
Yeah.
And I don't know,
It was kind of strange to see the conversation around Will Howard when he transferred, though, because everybody just sort of took it in stride, like, oh, yeah, way better than Kyle McCord. He's going to be able to handle this thing. Kansas State was fine with him walking out of the door. They had a guy.
Right.
So I found that to be a strange conversation. But their defense should be really good. They were a year ago, and I think the offense will be improved. Kyle McCord was not very good.
Right.
Yep.
But I think there's a lot of pressure on Will Howard. I guess that's what I would say. And
a lot of pressure on Ryan Day in general.
There's certainly a lot of pressure on Ryan Day. Like, this is the year. In fact, is there any coach? Well, I mean, like Mike McCarthy, there's a lot of pressure. I was going to say, is there any coach in any sport where there's more pressure than Ryan Day?
More pressure? Probably not. I don't know. Lincoln Riley's going to have some pressure this year. But I don't know if it's on that Ryan Day level.
Yeah, but this is it for Ryan Day. Like, this is it. You know, this is the, you know, people would want to say about Taylor Jenkins, you know, with the hot seat or whatever. Like, this is it for Ryan Day. Like, here you go. This is your moment. We will forgive you last year. It is time. Michigan is going to be down. We know Michigan is going to be down. They say they're not happy just to celebrate last year's championship, but they're probably happy just to celebrate last year's championship. This is the year you have to beat Michigan, and this is the year you have to win a national title.
100% agree with you. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining. That's Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9-11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We do have some breaking news. Some breaking news just coming down that has to do with Memphis and their athletic department, and this is some sad news. Tigers deputy AD Jeff Crane is leaving and heading for South Carolina. And if you know anything about Jeff, obviously spoke at the groundbreaking for Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium the other day for the renovations. But if you know anything about him, he worked hand-in-hand with Laird to get the FedEx NIL money and to work on those stadium renovations. And not having him here, I think there's a little less stability. I still think all of these projects are in good hands. They're started. They're on the way. They're on pace. Ed Scott, I think, is going to do a good job with it. But losing a guy like Jeff Crane, who's been here for as long as he has, who understands the job, who understands how the projects are supposed to be paced, that's going to be tough. That's a loss that I didn't want to see.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's why when he got the job, all of us said, you know, it's a great thing that Jeff Crane is still here to help him along.
Right.
It's a loss. I don't think it's one that's going to be detrimental by any means, but you would prefer him be here.
Yes, and I think... And I don't know exactly the way it worked, because Jeff, before the Ed Scott hiring, said that he'd likely want to stay around Memphis regardless of who the next AD was. I wonder, as you got down to the final candidates and he was a part of it, I wonder if he's a little bit miffed by not getting the full-time AD job. And that's not a bad thing. People can feel a type of way about not getting gigs that they're up for.
It'd be understandable.
Yeah, it'd be completely understandable. I wonder if that's the case, but, you know, it was strange because before he said he wasn't going to leave, and then as that search kept going along, you started to hear more rumors. If he doesn't get it, he's probably going to head out. But he's headed to South Carolina. Deputy AD Jeff Crane, they're going to have to go ahead and replace him coming up soon. Now, Jeff just joined us, and I'm glad Jeff joined us, and he's brought to you by Oxbow, family-owned and operated retail store that's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. They're conveniently located in East Memphis, off Poplar on June Road, behind the Amoco Station, 964 June Road to be exact. It's a two-story storefront. Kind and courteous staff is going to greet you and show you in the direction of what you want or what you need. And what do you want or need when you get there? Top floor, you have all the hunting and outdoor essentials for that hunter in your life, or if you're just trying to buy something for yourself. Get yourself a little gift. Bottom floor, it's the gift-giving destination. That's what I try to tell everybody. But also, you can buy something for yourself as well. They have vintage vinyl for music lovers. They have sports memorabilia. They have autographs, a great card selection for you to choose from if you are into that. They have the tailgating gear. If you get to the Grove, you get to Tiger Lane. They have cups, coolers, koozies, tumblers, you name it. They have it over at 964 June Road. And then the clothing is the best. Best brands, Free Fly, Genteel, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Main. They have your favorite teams, Grizzlies, Tigers, SEC favorites as well. They have Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama. It's all over there, conveniently located off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco Station, 964 June Road. And what's also convenient is you don't have to go into store to get things from Oxbow. They have an online store. ShopOxbow.com is where you can find them. Again, that's ShopOxbow.com, and you can tell them that I sent you to shopoxbow.com by using my promo code when you go to check out. My promo code is The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, The Gabe Show, and you'll get 20% off your online order at shopoxbow.com if you use that promo code. Again, The Gabe Show, all caps, no spaces. But whether you're going online or in store to 964 June Road, remember to shop local. Shop Oxbow. Now, we have a little bit of an update on Ja Morant. We'll talk about it next. 92.9 FM ESPN. Back again on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's been a while since we've heard from Ja Morant, quite frankly. Has not been all that loud on social media, hasn't been doing a whole lot of press runs, but he's actually in Murray right now hosting a camp. He's going to be inducted in the Murray State Hall of Fame, I believe, tomorrow. So that's really, or maybe this weekend, but that's really cool for him. So shout out to Ja Morant on that. But he was asked by local media around there about his health. And he gave us an update. Here he is.
Where are you health-wise right now trying to get ready for the upcoming season?
I'm really fully to go. It's just building endurance now. So if I had to pick a number, I'd say probably like 75%. And I feel like that's still scary for whoever in front of me. So
you're not 12 out of 10 yet?
Nah, not yet. But come October, I will be.
Yeah, I agree with him. 75% Ja Morant, still terrifying. But it, really, if you read through what he's saying, he's not held back. There's no restrictions on jumping and running and stuff like that. It's about getting his breath back.
Right.
If you know anything about a labrum tear, labrum surgery, it's very hard to deal with. You have to be in the bed constantly. It's really hard to go keep up that endurance. So that endurance is the next part that will get him to 100%. But he's got till October to go figure that out. You can do plenty of conditioning between right now and October 24th to get ready for the season.
Yeah, I can't lie. The tweet was a bit clickbaity. They left out the part about him talking about endurance, and they made it seem like he was talking about his shoulder was 75%, but it was very clear that he was saying, my shoulder is fully healthy. I'm just 75% of the way there with my endurance within a basketball game, which is great news for the Grizzlies fans. And I agree with you. 75% Ja Morant endurance is better than most players in the NBA.
Yes. One thing with his shoulder injury that we have not really addressed yet, the labrum surgery and labrum tear, that's something that could be re-injured. This is going to be a little bit different for him this year. Falling to the ground, bracing your fall. He's going to have to be better about that.
Yeah.
That's something that is going to be. Yeah, we've always said that.
Right.
But now with the labrum, you know, when you brace for a fall and you put your hands down, that thing can pop right back out. Obviously, I'm knocking on wood, and I don't want that to happen. It sounds like it's fully healthy and the reconstruction, everything went well. But that's something he's really going to have to focus on going into the future for his career.
I do wonder if the coaching staff is preaching, hey, take care of y'all's bodies out there. Like, we're going to talk about it a little bit later with Anthony Richardson about how you don't have to win every single play. Like, sometimes you can just throw the ball away.
Not every play is not your last.
Exactly. So it's not every single play you have to go, you know, balls to the wall to try to get it done. Because at the end of the day, I think that we can all agree that this is a playoff team that the Grizzlies have right now. Their roster, it is absolutely a playoff team. So you want to make sure that they're healthy for the playoffs.
And I've really... I heard other folks talking about this earlier. I think Jeffrey and Jeff talked about it on his show. But when we talk about the depth of this team...
Yeah, they talked with Eric about it, too.
I truly think this is the most deep or second deepest team in Grizzlies in Memphis history.
I think it could be. Now, I'm going to talk about...
We're
going
to have to see how G.G. Jackson and Vince...
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I have to kind of talk out of both sides of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I know that earlier I was saying, like, I expect 8 to 10 from Vince Williams and, you know, the defensive presence. If Vince and G.G. step up in the way that they did last season, it will absolutely be one of the deepest Grizzlies teams we've ever seen. I think, Eric, I tend to agree with his answer. It was that team...
The semis
that,
versus the Warriors.
That lost to that
Mike
Warriors
Conley,
team. Because
broken face.
I will die on this hill. I will die. It is. I will believe this until I go to my grave, and I might actually put it on my gravestone. If Mike Conley and Tony Allen did not get hurt in that series, the Grizzlies win a title that season. I think the Grizzlies win a title because they would have been facing a Cavaliers team without Kyrie and without Kevin Love. It would have just been LeBron. And I think that the Grizzlies, with their defensive presence and just that team, was so full.
Too.
They were so deep. Their chemistry was off the charts.
They gave LeBron the Jordan rules.
Well, LeBron would have probably put 50 on him every single game. I mean, it's kind of what he did anyway. But
yes.
I do think that the Grizzlies would have walked away from that season with at least a finals appearance. I think that they would have won it. But I think I'm going to lean Eric's way. I think that's probably the correct answer. But if everybody steps up in the way that we think they can, and if Zach Edey hits,
if G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams Jr. reach some level of the expectation we're putting out there for them, I think we may be able, you know, halfway through the season to talk about it being the deepest team. And they need depth after last year.
Yes, they do. If any team in the NBA needs depth, it would be the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, and also with the Ja Morant injury and how he has to, you know, contort his body and be careful, you know, with the labrum surgery. I'm hoping that Zach Edey peels a lot of those defenders off, so he'll have a lot more space to finish around the rim.
Hopefully.
Maybe, man, that's my big hope.
When he sends them to space?
And maybe instead of jumping at people, there'll be more lob opportunities with Edey right there at the rim. I think that's something that we could pay attention to. That could be on the way.
Maybe so.
But Ja Morant says he's 75%. 75%. And it's all about endurance. I fully understand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, I know how tempting it is as we get closer to the weekend to go to the liquor store and grab that national brand of liquor that you always buy. I know how tempting it is, but did you know whatever that bottle contains, whatever spirit it contains, we have a distillery locally that does it better. That's Old Dominic Distillery. They have gin, they have vodka, they have toddy, they have whiskey, they have bourbon, they have multiple selections of each. And I have latched on to the 90.1 proof bourbon that they have just released. It is phenomenal. It goes down easy. You can mix it. You can put it in a cocktail. And then the price goes easy as well. And always drink responsibly. But it's 90.1 for the 901 to show you their commitment to the city of Memphis. But it's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city, one from Old Dominic, because the distillery is right here, right on the riverfront. 305 South Front Street is where you can find them. They have events all the time. Don't miss out on them. Go to their website, olddominic.com, to check them out. You can also check out their products. I would suggest going down there and booking a tour and tasting. It is a state-of-the-art distillery you don't want to miss. You can ship Old Dominic spirits. You can get them as a gift. I do it around the holiday season because my family absolutely loves them. But you can ship Old Dom spirits anywhere in the United States of America. And always remember that they are the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. There's two bar locations inside FedEx Forum, so if you're going for a concert or if you're going for a game, you can go take advantage. Get a craft cocktail at one of the two Old Dominic bars. But Old Dominic Distillery wants me to tell you to come by and say hi. Small Talk is next. We'll be right back.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, this is going to be a story about how Connor Dunning, executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show, keeps good company. Okay, yesterday morning, I believe right by Baptist Memorial Hospital, there was an ambulance that got overturned in a 3-vehicle crash. and it injured five people. One woman is now in critical condition. Three men and another woman are in non-critical condition. But because of the way the ambulance overturned, there was a patient and all the first responders stuck in this vehicle. They could not get out because of where it was and the situation they were in. But friend of the show, your former podcast co-host on Sound and Color here, 92.9 Odyssey, Isaiah Downey, stepped in to pull people out of it. It looks like the accident happened right after 10 a.m. And I was scrolling through the WMC site looking at stories, and I saw Isaiah's picture, very zoomed in on him, and it just blew my mind. And obviously there was a story on last night's news about it as well, and he gave an interview, from what I understand?
He gave an interview.
How
here it is. Here's a small clip of it.
Kicking glass out of the way, helping him break it, opening the doors. I helped him get out of the vehicle.
Downey and several other Good Samaritans running from the hospital and getting out their cars to help the victims.
The EMT that I was specifically with, he was very, you know, adamant on trying to get the patient out of the back of the vehicle, which I applaud him for sure. It was a very heroic moment in my eyes because he was clearly hurt, bleeding.
A spokesperson for Baptist Memorial Hospital tells Action News 5 they have no information on the ambulance, likely operated by a private company. They are treating three crash victims, though, and the others were taken to a different hospital.
How about that?
It was one of the craziest texts I've ever gotten in my entire life. I was doing something, and I just noticed that he was texting a group message that we're in. And I looked, and the first thing that I saw was just a photo of him with blood on him. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? And then he was like, I just helped people in a crash, and we're pulling people out of a car. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Okay, do you have the details? Was he just driving by and stopped?
He was driving by, and he said that he heard a loud crash. And when he looked, he just saw everything overturned, and he just leapt into action. He, you know, it's if you know Isaiah, you know that one of his favorite superheroes is Superman, and right. he became Superman in that moment. So, yes, one of my best friends, co-host of Sound and Color, hero, Isaiah Downey.
Well done. And know what's even better? Better, whatever. He didn't even want to get interviewed.
He did not.
He didn't even want to be on the news.
He's humble.
It had nothing to do. He didn't care. He did it and didn't expect any praise for it, and that's a good thing. We need more people like Isaiah.
Yes, we do. We do. If we had more people like Isaiah, it'd be a better country.
So they all got taken to Regional 1, even though Baptist was right there. So it looks like one is in critical condition, and then four others in non-critical condition. And Isaiah was there to help.
And to his point, it sounds like the EMTs that were involved in the crash, you know, they are truly heroes in this moment too, because they were putting aside their health, because he said that they were hurt, they were bleeding, and they were making sure to try to take care of the civilians before they worried about themselves. So just a crazy story all around. I'm very happy that he was there to be able to help, and that everybody else, the Good Samaritans, ran out to try to help everybody that was involved in the crash. It sounds like a really scary moment, and I hope that the person who was in critical condition can pull through. But man, it just a wild story. And yeah, he said that basically they tracked him down and asked him to interview over and over again, so he was like, okay, you can.
And that picture that they got, they zoomed
in. They certainly zoomed in, yes.
They zoomed way in on his face, but it just blew my mind seeing that story, scrolling down, seeing Isaiah's face.
So this weekend, we're going to go see Deadpool and Wolverine. We have plans to see it on Saturday, and then I think that we're going to go out to a bar or two afterwards, and I told him that we just need
drinks on you!
Okay, relax. Relax.
Yeah.
I said that we do need to carry around this article, though, and like, it's the greatest pickup line ever.
Know what I did earlier this week?
Yeah. I just saved people.
No big deal. I was on the news. I don't know. I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know if you know.
I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah. Just start dropping some Ron Burgundy lines.
Yes, but shout the hell out to Isaiah Downey.
Oh, wrong button.
Yes, give him a clap. We need to get the buzzer sound. All right, now also, Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones, stepped up to the mic again today. And you know what he said, Connor? Guess what he said. Can you guess?
Oh, I've heard it, so I don't want to spoil it for the
listeners
out there.
He said that they're all in on again.
Oh, that's. Oh, I thought you meant the other thing that he said.
Oh, the other thing I guess we can get to. But he said they're all in again. And then what did he say? He said something about there's been a lot of things in my life that I have not been able to afford. And I guess he was talking about the contract situation.
Right.
But he said there's been a lot of things in my life that I haven't been able to.
That I haven't been able to buy.
To buy. Buddy, you have a $7 billion sports team. You're rich beyond all recognition. What are you not affording? A small country?
To be fair to him, he certainly, it appears, can't afford a Super Bowl in the last 25 years.
Yes, but like, what can he not afford? Jerry Jones, if he wants something, he can go buy it.
A second Jerry's World.
Yeah, what? He can probably afford that. What are we talking about?
I have no idea what the hell he's talking
about.
What do you mean? You're the owner of the richest sports franchise in the world. What are you talking? Jerry, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be too worried about your money problems.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
I don't know. We have a lot of people out there working on minimum wage. And he's like, there's a lot of things I haven't been able to buy. You're rich, dude.
If I go out and wake up the next morning and see a McDonald's DoorDash order, I get a cold sweat sometimes. So we're not in the same tax bracket.
Yes, definitely not. Seriously though, like if we're putting our head together here, what has he not been able to afford in his life? What is on that list? He's got a private jet. He's got a sports team, most rich sports team in the history of ever, and in the world right now. Like what is even on the list of things he can't afford? He's got a yacht, a super yacht.
A good football coach?
He can afford it. He just didn't hire him. He can afford it. And he runs them off, too. The Jimmy Johnson, Bill Parcells thing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He runs
them off. It's one of the most wild, wild comments I've ever seen from him.
100%. 100%. Now, in election year sports news, Rays utility infielder Taylor Walls has been really bad at baseball. I want to make that clear. Like, insanely terrible. Really bad. He's batting 160, 13 hits to 28 strikeouts this year. He's got a 286 on base percentage. He only gets on base 28% of the time. But there was good news on Sunday, last Sunday. He got a hit, one of his few hits. It made him one for his last 16, and he was cooking with grease. He got to second base standing on a double, and he gave out his celebration. He raised his fist twice with a straight face and said, fight, fight. And it is a clear Trump assassination attempt celebration. Here's how wonderful the year 2024 is, though. He had to explain himself why he did that. I don't think he has to explain himself.
No.
I don't really care.
Who cares?
I don't care. But he did say, I think it's pretty inspirational when any person, in the blink of an eye, their life could be taken from them. To immediately stand up and show strength to me speaks pretty loudly. It kind of represents character to me. I feel like I've faced those challenges in baseball, but on a much suppressed level. I didn't need this story.
No.
It's just insane to me. Why do we have to pick and
prod? Who cares?
He did a celebration on second base. It doesn't matter. Who gives a damn?
We'll see it again in 2 weeks when he gets on base again.
Why do we? I mean, the guy gets a double and we make it into a political stunt.
Who cares?
Stunt. Good God.
Listen, there's no secret that I am not said fan of Donald Trump.
Sure.
But like, it was kind of a hard moment. The man got shot.
It was badass.
Like the photo, it goes pretty hard.
It's badass. I'm so.
Who cares?
Like, come on.
It's who cares?
Yes.
Like I said, we'll see it again in 2 weeks.
Also, Taylor Walls stinks. He stinks.
He's very bad at baseball.
Like, maybe it was his one way of trying to get into the news. I don't know. I don't even think he was trying to purposefully get into the news.
No.
But. Damn, of course we have to ask about it. Let's go ahead and grab a break. Hour number three is on the way, and we're going to open it up talking some college football, some Big Ten. We'll talk about Dan Lanning and a whole bunch of other things with Kyron Samuels right after this break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.